We are joined by a tight end for the New Orleans Saints, two-time Pro Bowler, five receptions for over 80 yards in Sunday's win over Tampa Bay, a career-high 9 TDs last season. He led all tight ends in yards per reception last season, the 2018 Ed Block Courage Award winner in Oakland, 89th pick overall way back in 09 out of South Carolina. You've got New Orleans at Vegas on Monday night. Jared Cook is my guest. Jared, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, good, dude. All right, so you're coming off a big game and a big win over Tampa Bay. Considering how unusual that offseason was, man, how good did it feel just to be back on the field and to come out with a win over a divisional opponent?
Yeah, it felt really good. Like you said, we've been, you know, well, the whole world's been battling COVID this whole offseason with no OTAs and kind of a refurbished camp, but it felt good to be back out there on the field with the guys and just clicking on all cylinders, especially against a pretty good opponent opening up week one.
Saints tight end Jared Cook, my guest. Early in the fourth quarter, Jared, Drew Brees hit you with a big pass down the sideline, and that set up an Emmanuel Sanders touchdown. Can you take me through the play? What did you see on that play, and how good did it feel to have that moment on a really critical drive?
I saw cover two shell, and it looked like the corner that I was running the go on. It looked like he was trying to trap inside. And a lot of people thought the play was over, and his eyes were inside with his butt to the sideline, and I just kind of kept running. And once I looked back, I saw the ball was in the air, and I knew I had a couple of steps on him and just caught it and did my best to get up the sideline. But there was a huge play for us, and one that just kept the chains moving and it got us down in the field position into the red zone. So it's exciting, man, and that was a huge play for Drew to be able to get down the field and to find me.
That was an enormous play. Jared Cook is joining us. We just ran that back on CBS Sports Network. And then after the game, Drew said, quote, "I probably would say that I played awful. Certainly we are used to playing at a much higher level offensively and especially in the passing game, so we'll get back on track," end quote. I mean, yeah, week one, Jared, right? So maybe there are things to work on. But what's it say about this team that the offense might not have been firing on every single cylinder, at least as he puts it, and you still beat a division opponent by double digits?
Man, like you said, you know, it's week one. So, you know, getting all the jitters out, getting all the cobwebs off. But, you know, I thought we did good in a lot of different categories, you know, trying to hold our penalties down and just playing smart offensive football. We kind of got off to a slow start in the beginning, but we just stayed with it and just kept on being resilient throughout the game and making plays, and that's what it's all about. So as the weeks continue to roll and as the season continues to go on, we just need to make sure that we're continuing to play our best ball each weekend and week out.
Jared Cook joining us. You know, it seems so unusual to be in the Superdome without having that usual fan support. In fact, you've talked about how when the crowd's not there, you've got to bring your own juice. How do you go about doing that? And then how important is that to maintain throughout the entire year?
Man, you continue to find confidence in your teammates like always. If somebody does a good job, we're the cheerleaders now for your teammates. You have to be vocal about it. We're all on the same team when it comes to that, and we have to big each other up because there are no fans to kind of help bring us along. So we just bring each other along and make sure that we're all in the same car for the same ride. And that enthusiasm and that energy is important, and it matters in this game. So you want to play this game with passion, and you want to be able to show that on the field whenever you line up and make a big play.
We're talking to Jared Cook. You know, you're in your second season with the Saints now. I'm curious, how would you describe the relationship and the chemistry that you have with Drew Brees, and then how much deeper is it now versus this time last year?
My relationship with Drew is great. You know, he's a very vocal leader on the team, and also a guy that leads by example. One of the first ones in the building, one of the last to leave. He's always working on his body, working on his game. He's always in the film room, you know, by himself getting extra film. So it's just been awesome just to be around him. We had, like you said, it's my second year, and we had a chance last year to kind of get our feet wet a little bit, start a little bit later than what we would have liked to. But this year, it's been great going through camp and actually having a second season and already having the playbook under my belt has been a lot better, and we've been able to kind of bypass a lot of those initial woes that I had last year and just go ahead and delve deeper into the playbook and get things clicking a little bit faster this year. So that's just been awesome, especially working with Drew. He makes everything easier.
We're talking to Jared Cook. You know, you say that, but the fact of the matter is you're coming off two straight Pro Bowl seasons. You're now in your 12th NFL season. You're playing some of your best football of your entire career. You know, the old way of thinking was that age was not necessarily a good thing, but you're playing at this level and you're reaching new levels deep into your career. How do you explain that?
Man, it's just all about taking care of your body, taking care of the physical and the mental aspects of the game, and just continuing to stay sharp and stay fresh. I've had some good coaches lately that have helped me kind of step my game up and accomplish things that I, like you said, that I haven't accomplished earlier in my career. And it's just all about resilience and persistence, just staying after it and continue to always have that fresh mindset that you're always going to get better at something. And I think that's one thing that's helped me kind of improve and keep getting better, is just having that fresh mindset that you always have something to improve on and you never can be satisfied.
I mean, how do you do that? I was going to say, that's the amazing thing to me, that when you put yourself through what you put yourself through, and anybody who plays that game for 12 years the way you have, mentally, physically, man, it is so demanding. The grind is so intense. I don't think any of us have any idea what it's like to be out there. So how do you maintain that fresh mindset?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is intense. It's just about having a strong mind and that will to always compete. I think that's the fun part about this game, is lining up on Sundays and being able to compete. So as long as you have your mind strong and fresh throughout the week, and then, you know, you're always ready for that Sunday competition, and that you know, Sundays smell different, they feel different. Playing this game, that's what you look forward to. So I just think having the right mindset for Sundays is always going to keep you in that mindset.
I mean, Jared, it seems to me like everybody's going to love Sunday, right? Of course you love Sunday, but it's everything you have to do Monday to Saturday to get ready for Sunday. Like, if you had to guess, and again, I want to make the point, you're playing at a really high level right now, so you don't have to make this decision. But in the end, in the final analysis, what do you think is going to go first? Like, your athletic ability or your will to prepare? Do you have any idea which would go first?
I have no idea. I'm not looking forward to either one of them, I tell you
right.
That, though.
I respect that. Listen, last thought, you spent 2 years with the Raiders before coming to New Orleans. Now you're getting ready to head to Vegas to play the Raiders in their first home game. So what kind of thoughts do you have as you get ready for that matchup?
I'm excited. You know, I played out in Oakland. It's a new team in Las Vegas, but, you know, some of the same pieces that were there when I was still there. And I'm excited. They got a good defense, a fresh secondary, a lot of young guys, and a pretty good D-line. So it'll be good to go up against Coach Gruden and see Derek Carr a little bit and just see what we can do against their defense.
He had 5 receptions for 80 yards plus in Sunday's win over Tampa Bay. New Orleans is at Vegas on Monday night. Jared Cook, tight end for the Saints. Jared, great to have you on. Appreciate you and appreciate the conversation. That was fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Jared Cook.